And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Friday morning 30 Minutes of Wisdom, our Enlightened Networking Success Call. This is Gregory Mascari from Bozeman, Montana, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy days and busy lives to be with us here. Every Friday morning, we invite top leaders, speakers, authors, and guests to share their time-tested principles for prospering and developing a roadmap for a successful life. We've got a very, very special speaker here tonight. Excuse me, this morning. It's been a long day already.
Whenever you listen.
And I'm going to pass it over to my partner and wife, Robin, to introduce him. So good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Gregory. And thank you, Gregory, for taking care of the support that makes all of this happen and giving me strength to step out. Thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your day whenever it is you get to listen to the 30 Minutes of Wisdom on Enlightened Networking every Friday. We are live. I'm Robin Blank Mascari, and we are honored to be with you this day, this time, whenever you're hearing. So this morning, oh boy, we get to share our 30 Minutes of Wisdom with someone who is very well known in our profession. He has written many best-selling books. Over 1 million copies have been sold and distributed around the world of the book that he authored, and he has written several dozen other books for other people in the profession. So many times when you've read articles or books, this man is the one who's written them, and he's a coach, he's a mentor to countless in the profession, and absolutely an inspiration. For me, he's been a mentor with a huge heart and a generous sharing of his wisdom. He's really been one of the most outspoken and knowledgeable advocates of this profession of network marketing in the world today, and for decades has been in service to millions. So we are honored this morning to share our special friend and icon in the networking profession, John Miltenfog, as our guest. Good morning, John.
Good morning. You know how I explain icon to people, Robin?
Tell me.
Have you ever seen that little wastebasket or trash can on your desktop?
Yes.
That's an icon.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, what's a better word?
I don't know. You know, I'm just people throw around guru and expert, and today, of course, with the Internet, it's all about, are you an authority? You know, gosh. I wrote a book. I've done some neat stuff. I've been around a long time. You know, I don't know.
You have, and you actually have something new coming out. Your book, The Greatest Networker in the World, that's been read by millions. I mean, you may have over 1 million copies, but people share it. And now you have something new coming out because you have worked with, interviewed, watched, observed, witnessed, coached, mentored people in this profession for decades, and you've seen patterns. And I know that there are certain things, and when I was rereading The Greatest Networker last night, I saw some little tidbits in there. Could you share with people a few of, you know, the things that you notice from these ordinary people that have kept them in the game and brought them to success beyond their expectation?
The keeping in the game is a fun one, and it's gotten to be such a cliche, Robin. And when I say what I am about to say, it's so obvious that it's ignored. If that makes sense to you.
Yep.
It's so obvious that it's actually forgotten and not focused on. And one of the things about all of the, in this latest book, let me set the stage a little bit for people. The new book is The Greatest Networkers, plural, in the world. Whereas The Greatest Networker in the World was a book of fiction. I made it up. Now, granted, almost every vignette or illustration or scene in there had reality to it. It was from a truthful event that I'd experienced. You know, I didn't kind of like make it up out of thin air, but it was fiction. It was a story. And this book is subtitled 21 ordinary people who became millionaires in network marketing and the true stories of how they did it. And what I did was I interviewed these 20, I selected these 21 people, I interviewed them, I recorded the interviews, transcribed the interviews, edited the transcriptions, and as I was telling Robin and Gregory yesterday, gosh, it was a lot of work. I mean, it's 400 hours into this book, and we're not done. And we were supposed to be done months ago, but it's just pursuing making it better and better and better and making it right all the time. Anyway, one of the consistent themes, which is that cliche I mentioned that's in danger of falling on deaf ears because it's so mundane, is don't quit. Don't quit. Now, let me illustrate it with a couple of people. One specifically, my favorite, is Jordan Adler. Jordan Adler fell in love with network marketing for the promise of it. The fact that he could work when he wanted, where he wanted, wouldn't have a boss, was just absolutely precious and treasured to him as a vision. Jordan was in 11 companies in 10 years, and he never sponsored one person. Now think about that for a minute. That's really hard to do. But he quit. Every company he quit. The product wasn't right. The plan wasn't right. You know, something wasn't right. He knew, you know, something wasn't right. But he was still in love with network marketing. Now today, almost 20 years later, the man makes over $2 million each year as the number one distributor in send-out cards. And he had a defining moment in Peabody, Massachusetts, in the middle of a record-setting snowstorm, where he was for the first time traveling. He finally had a team together, and they were growing. And they said, hey, come on out and meet the team. And he was broke, but he'd worked for an airline, and he had some airline deal that he could use. And he maxed out his credit card to rent a car, and he shows up at this house in the middle of this blizzard. He's 2.5 hours late. It's a normal 20-minute drive. Nobody's home. So this is before cell phones. He goes, he finds a 7-Eleven, one of those outdoor phone booths, and he's standing there freezing his butt off. Remember, the poor guy's from Tempe, Arizona, you know, and it's 200 below zero, and the wind is 1,600 miles an hour. And he's freezing to death, and he leaves a message. He doesn't get an answer, leaves another message. And that was the moment where he said, I'm not going to quit. Wow. I'm going to see this through. This one ain't stopping me.
Wow.
And all of them, almost all of them, said, I don't have any quit in me. I didn't quit. Carolyn Whiteman has been in 4 decades involved with the Shackley Corporation. And she says, the thing I did best is I didn't quit.
Mm.
Margie Alaprandi has had many chances to quit. She's been with one and only one company for 21 years. And in the course of that company's ups and downs, they have at times treated her abominably. I mean horribly. And companies can do that, you know, especially the companies that are owned by the entrepreneurs and who should have walked away years ago but are still there thinking they can run the business, especially if they're big deal personalities, if they're, you know, on stage and everybody oohs and ahs. These people really treated Margie very badly, and she just stuck with it. She didn't quit. So that's one of the biggest messages, Robin. And for me, there are two messages that I dearly love. One has good news and bad news about it. The good news is, if we can do it, you can do it. And by do it, I mean become a millionaire in network marketing. Truly become a millionaire. And when you read this book or listen to the audios of the book, you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Yes, you can become a millionaire, because you'll see these people. Lynn Allen Johnson did not get involved in network marketing until she was past 50 years old. And for the next 4.5 years, she had no clue that this was actually a business. It was, for her, kind of a hobby based around having a product experience that she loved and made her feel really terrific. When she was feeling pretty bad. She was scared about her health. But she would just tell people about the products and tell them about the products and tell them about the products. And one of the things she said she had to learn, one of the skills, was listening. Because in the beginning, she didn't. She just dumped all over people. 4.5 years into her network marketing career, she went to her company's convention. And she went with the intention of talking herself out of the business. Because she knew when she showed up at this convention, she'd see lizard boots and three-piece suits and slick, sharp salespeople, and she'd hate them, and she'd quit. And instead, she saw teachers and plumbers, moms and dads, real people, and she fell in love with them.
Mm.
And she learned that this is about offering a business opportunity. So she went back to her home in Florida, and she figured, okay, there are 18 million people in Florida. I need to find 4 who want to do the business together, and we'll take it as far as we can take it. And she became a millionaire.
Wow. So
that's the good news. The bad news is, once you read the book, you don't have any more excuses. Sorry. And the other part, I know that you will love, Robin, and I'm certain that will resonate with Gregory, is it becomes very clear as you read these stories. I mean, I don't think you'll get to story number 3 or 4, and they're in alphabetical order, so I promise you, you won't get to Randy Gage before you realize network marketing is the business of transformation. This business transforms people's lives.
You know what, John? I share that with people regularly, and thank you for that, because that's what happens to most people, because it's a different business model. You know, in the early stages, it's so much about ourselves, and then, you know, you talk about leverage, and it was fun for me. I listened to several of your audios, which I invite everybody to go to John's website, thegreatestnetworker.com, because there's so many great audios and free offerings, and just listening to John's voice is a gift. But when Gregory says he's one of the most articulate in the profession, he's not kidding. There is quotable quotes like every line that comes out. And this being the most remarkable form of the free enterprise system and being a business of personal transformation is truly what happens with people's lives. So I like to warn people up front. You know, this is not business as usual, as you say. It's business as unusual. So when you talk about this being a transformational business, could you talk a little bit more about what people can expect? We have many people on the line that are new, some that have been around a while, some that have had some of those experiences, some that haven't, and I'd love to hear more from you about what you mean by that.
Well, Robin, it clearly transforms people's lives. And I mean, I can joke about it and say this is kind of like going to a Tony Robbins seminar, except you got a comp plan attached to it. Most every single one of the greatest networkers I talked about focused at some point or another on personal growth and development. And what a key component that is. And some of them speculate, well, why is that? And that comes down to, because it's a business of dealing with people, and all businesses have to deal with people, either fellow employees, bosses, or people who work for you, or customers. But there's, in network marketing, everywhere you turn, it's people. everywhere you turn. One of the reasons why I think internet work marketing struggles is because people sense that they can get away without having to really have it be about being with people. And so, oh goody, I can hide behind my computer. And one of the rules, one of the early rules of marketing on the internet was, in order to succeed marketing on the internet, you need to get the people off the internet. So the internet is a great tool for getting noticed, for reaching beyond borders, for connecting with people. But early on, quickly on, you better start utilizing that technology to get face-to-face, voice-to-voice, type-to-type with people. Because it is so much all about relationships. I classically say, classically for me, that this is shipping and receiving. It's relationshipping, friendshipping, partnershipping, and leadershipping. And when you do that shipping well and rightly, you receive the rich rewards of this business. One of those is financial. But more than that, you know, it's the relationships, it's the partnerships, it's the friendships you'll form. You do network marketing well with a company that's international, you can travel around the world and never stay in a hotel and never pay for a meal because you'll have friends all over the world.
Mm.
So the personal growth and development is required. It's not, and this is, you know, I'm in danger here of tying a rope around my neck and jumping. It's not unlike marriage. You're in such a close relationship with your people that it has the same work and the same rewards that you get when you marry somebody and you grow old together. In this particular case, you're kind of marrying your business partners. You'll grow old with them and hopefully grow rich with them too. One of my pet questions that I ask everybody is, what does it take, what does it really take to be a $1 million income earner in network marketing? And one of my favorite responses came from Randy Gage, who started by saying, nobody's going to like this answer. Well, Randy loves to build the drama a little bit, but he came close. He said, it takes all you got. It takes all you got. Why? Because you can't buy your way to the top of a network marketing company. You can't politic your way. You can't keep your head low and hide under the cubicle and punch the time clock and put in just the required amount of work and get seniority. None of the stuff that can work in corporate America, even in small business, none of that stuff works here. Here, it only works in terms of performance. And the performance is created by partnerships with people. Satisfying your customers and being in a dynamic partnership, creating leaders in your organization. And that all depends on personal growth. And as Randy said, the first 5 years I was in the business, I failed miserably. Why? Because I was a jerk. I was someone people didn't want to be around. I didn't have a leadership bone in my body at the time.
Wow.
And so
I love your quote where you say MLM is a business model where relationships rule.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
When you talk,
and the people in this book tell you that.
Wow.
It's all about relationships.
And so when we get back to the personal development and relationships, so if people are going to leverage their time and their education and their, you know, being a student, if that would be, from what I'm hearing, one of the most important areas to focus on is enhancing relationship skills.
Yes, and how do you do it? I think Ken Dunn says it really well in the book. He said, you know, you can focus on that, you can go study that, but the fact of the matter is, if you just keep prospecting, you'll learn it. You'll have to learn it.
It's a numbers
and
game,
isn't it?
The
very best way to learn about getting into relationships and friendships and offering partnerships to people is prospecting.
You know, I noticed in your website that you had a recording from Andrea Waltz and Richard Fenton on Go for No, and Andrea was a guest on our call, and that shift for people can change their business success. And I've heard Paula Pritchard say, the reason I've had the kind of success I've had is I've heard no more than most people.
Yep.
And so the continuing to prospect, and it is a numbers game, and we just keep doing the numbers, and the more numbers you do, the more skill you have, the less numbers you have to get the same results. So, you know, where else, you know, there's so many directions to go, but when you talk to these 21 people, what are some of the other pieces of wisdom that they've shared? Stay in the game, work on yourself. What else is important that you noticed as a thread throughout these people?
Eddie Chai said it most dramatically. Eddie is a phenomenon. He's been in the business about 30 years actually. And we in the United States have a very odd view of network marketing. We're very insulated. Isolated and insulated would be accurate. Eddie is from Taiwan and originally from Malaysia. And this guy, right out of high school, what he did for a living was jungle warfare as a police officer fighting the Malaysian communists. He then moved to Vancouver because his sisters had moved to Vancouver from Malaysia, and they invited him. In fact, they filled out all the paperwork. He was surprised one day when he was told he can migrate to Canada. Congratulations. So he went to Vancouver. He became a very successful restaurateur, invested in real estate, and then lost it all, everything. But prior to that, he had joined Amway, and his sponsor told him that, and that's a whole story in itself how that happened. But his sponsor said, hey, we're opening up Taiwan. Go. You go to Taiwan and be a pioneer in Amway in Taiwan. Well, just because Eddie was Chinese, he didn't speak Chinese. He spoke Malay and he spoke English. He didn't know anybody in Taiwan. And a number of years later, the man has over 2 million people in his personal organization.
Whoa.
2 million people. And so for Eddie, what's it take? Work like crazy. Quote unquote, work like crazy. And this is one thing that you'll find with all of these greatest networkers. There's not one of them who goes on cruise control for longer than a long weekend or a vacation or the company cruise. They work. And they work their you-know-what's-off. They work hard. That's how they became millionaires.
Peter.
And Eddie says he learned long ago from Jim Rohn. Work half a day, 6 days a week. That's all it takes. Half a day, 6 days a week. And you talk a little bit longer to Eddie, and you find out half a day means 12 hours.
Well.
So Eddie's formula, half a day, 12 hours, you know, and a lot of these people, not fortunately, a lot of these people burned bridges and relationships and marriages and themselves out because of the hard work. But it takes that hard work. These are no kidding pros. That's how you be a millionaire. I mean, that's, you know, it's not the lottery.
Right.
And
this is
a proven plan.
And
many of them did. Many of them did, Robin, get lucky. But what's interesting is the harder you work, the luckier you get in network marketing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, there's those people that have so much wisdom to share. And we know not everyone's going for being a millionaire, but people are going for a lifestyle. They're going to be successful, to have the quality of life reflected to what's important. So if you were to give, you know, people that are wanting that, not necessarily the 12-hour workday, but clearly a lifestyle change and success, you know, beyond their expectations, what kind of things, other than do not quit and work on yourself, work hard because it is a business, would you say are some of the most important things for people?
It's the skills. It's all about skills and developing those skills.
Wow.
Those of us who do coaching are devoted to transformation and personal growth and development, we like to tell people to work on their beliefs and the importance of belief. And what happens really in network marketing is belief is homegrown. Belief comes out of increasing competence in the basics of this business, and that's talking to people. It's always talking to people, and talking to people is speaking and listening. So you need to know what to say, and you need to know how to listen. Now, I was gratified that a number of the people in the book spoke about listening. Nobody really dug into it like I would dig into it, but then I've taught it for years. We teach, the cliche is we teach that which we most need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I can stink at listening like nobody's business.
We're all growing, aren't we?
Well,
we've got just a few more minutes, and I want to make sure that if there's anything else you want to share while we're recording here on our 30 Minutes of Wisdom, there's just so much. And you know, I just, every time I listen to or read, you know, you've written so much, but I love listening to you. So you want to talk a little bit about some of the, any other messages you want to share with people, or any of the ways people can, you've got your website, you've got courses, you mentor people, you coach people, anything else you want to share?
Well, I would, mercenary though this may be, it's completely heartfelt. The book will be out soon. It's just been an amazing process. God bless, we've been willing to stop everything and change it. Just do it differently. Bam, do it differently. And we just did it again. The book was supposed to go to the printer 2 weeks ago, and we just stopped everything to change it, to make it right, to make it better. One of the things that we did, it turned out to be brilliant, and it was totally unintentional. I know intention is supposed to be 9/10 of the law of attraction or anything else, but, boy, sometimes I guess God is intending, and I'm doing the bending, something like that, because it just comes out of the blue. The way that I did this was I interview these 21 people for 45 minutes to an hour, and I then edit those audios, and I edit them down so that I can get 10 or 12 clips and take out the ums and ahs and oohs and you knows. And sometimes, you know, this may gratify some of you, some of these people who are making $1 million a year, $2 million a year, you know, every 12th word is, you know. Look, you don't have to be a member of the National Speakers Association to be a network marketing millionaire, just so you know. Just say it. Anyway, what I realized part of the way through this was that these audios were gold.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, a chapter is 7 pages. That works out, Robin, to about 1,900 words. The transcripts of these audios are 7,500, 10,000 words. There's a lot of stellar stuff left on the cutting room floor. One example, which is on the website, which, by the way, is thegreatestnetworkers, plural, thegreatestnetworkers.com. One example, if you roll through the notes section, you'll come across Richard Brook doing 4 minutes on residual income. In the 25 years I've been in this business, Robin, I've never heard anything so good, so passionate, so persuasive about the financial wealth-building asset of network marketing, and that there's nothing, nothing like it anywhere else in our society, in our culture, in the world. Nothing else like it. That's not in the book.
Whoa. So is that under the free section under the website?
Yeah, if you go go onto the website, we're redoing the website, so I'm a little hesitant. But if you look in the notes, N-O-T-E-S section, and scroll through those notes, you'll come across this audio by Brooke. And if you wish to buy the audios, they're going for $98. You get 18 hours of the audios, and they're unedited. They are not high def. These are phone calls. They were not meant to be presented as some studio-level type recording. And we give you also 500 pages of all the transcripts, so you don't have to take notes. And I'll tell you, you listen to these audios again and again and again and again, and when the book comes out, read it again and again and again and again. What happens when you do that? This is a scientific fact. It becomes part of you. It literally gets in your body, and you'll find that you begin responding like Margie Alaprandi would, like Warren Nelson would, like Lynn Allen Johnson would, like it just Richard Brook, Randy Gage. You start, their experiences, their stories become a part of you, as if it was you. It's magic and powerful.
That's such, you continue to be a gift to this profession, to the people in it. Your generosity, John, is over. I don't want to say overwhelming. I'm touched. I'm honored, and I love that we get to have this time this morning. And I know Gregory wants to put in a few words here, because Gregory and you have a much longer history than you and I. And I loved being interviewed by you several years ago, and that was the beginning of our relationship. But I know you and Gregory go way back, and so I'm going to put Gregory on for a few minutes before we complete our recording, and then we'll complete the recording, and we will open up for Q&A for a few minutes. So, Gregory?
Yeah, well, thanks, Robin, and thank you, John. I just want to chime in and say it's so good to hear you speak again, you know, to reconnect, because I know we breathe the same air in our love for this profession and all of the different lives that it serves. And you've paraphrased so many things that I've been saying for so many years. I wonder if it's just innate knowledge, wisdom from the universe, or if I learned it from you, I don't know. But it's like hearing a reflection of myself when I hear you talk, because, you know, as you and I spoke yesterday, you know, the key to my success is, much like some of the others you spoke about today, is just failing enough to win. I didn't quit when everybody else did. I kept on keeping on. And God, I'm just thinking, these 18 hours for $98, people will never have a chance. Most people never have a chance to get within touch range of these 21 people that you've interviewed in this first book, and to be able to have those those 21 interviews, and the transcripts too, so you don't have to take notes. What a hot deal. So thank you for making that offer, and I want to make sure that everyone takes a few minutes, goes to the websites. And John, why don't you just once more, you know, repeat, you know, your website or websites, because you have so many invaluable resources for serious, committed professionals and people aspiring to become professionals in our industry and profession.
Well, my main focus right now, Gregory, and I'm kissing everything else off,
mm-hmm.
to do the greatest networkers www.thebookbeast.com. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a series of books. This is book one that's coming out soon. I'm doing book two, and I'm doing book three. And if I live long enough, and I'm not kidding, you know, if I survive book two and three, maybe book four,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do what Napoleon Hill did when he, at the behest of Andrew Carnegie, interviewed the 500 top artists, scientists, industrialists, business people, minds, inventors of his day in the early 1900s, and he came out with 16 volumes called The Laws of Success. I think that title is a tad pretentious for me to use, but I am intent on some variation on the greatest networker's laws of success. You know, the things that Robin asked me, I want to detail those skills, and I want to illustrate what I'm saying by grabbing a chunk of Jordan Adler or Carolyn Whiteman or Frank Kiefer or Dr. Sven Goebel to articulate, you know, why this is a relationship business, why the work ethic of hard work, why don't quit, why belief matters and how to establish it, and articulate that. So if people go to the website, thegreatestnetworkers.com, in the note, you can read about the book right on the front page. The notes section is really the weblog, and that's where you can just dig in and dig in and dig in and see a whole bunch of vignettes and clips and highlights. Some of the things from the book, some of the things that aren't from the book. They're from the transcripts. They're from the audios. If you're interested in the audios, click on the buy, B-U-Y button. They're really extraordinary. And I swear to you, I've been doing this for 25 years. Hmm. I've had more people say more remarkable things and more thank yous about these audios than any single thing I've done.
Beautiful.
And I know that's comparison marketing, which is kind of silly. If you're serious about this business, get these audios, listen to them when you're jogging in your car or whatever. And make them a part of you.
Well, thank you, John. And I can't wait for the culmination of it all because, you know, your summary of the interviews in book two, three, and maybe four will certainly be a lasting legacy for this profession that will outlive all of us. And I know it will be filled with just the condensation of the jewels and the principles. And that's what Enlightened Networking is all about. That's what our 30 Minutes of Wisdom calls are all about, and you certainly embody it all. So thank you so much from the bottom of our heart, from head to toe. We're so grateful for what you've done for our profession and for joining us here this morning, John.
And IU, you guys are great. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
So I'm going to end the recording right now. I want to thank everybody for joining us, and many of you will have to be off to your busy day. Oh, I'm getting the cue from my partner over here. No, I'm not going to end the recording, but this will end 30 minutes of wisdom, and we'll go into a few minutes of Q&A. If anybody on the line has a question for John, we'll open the lines up. So hold on just a minute.
And thank you, John, again. And I've been on a website called thegreatestnetworker.org, and there's tons of other things there, too. So John gives and gives and gives, and I'm so grateful that you had this time with us. Thank you all for being with us. And next week we have Zig Ziglar's daughter, Julie, to join us, and she is absolutely carrying on the legacy of her father. So please join us. Invite other people to go to enlightenednetworking.com and put in their email and name and join our community. It is free. We thank you all for sharing and participating. So at this time, we'll complete the recorded section, and then we will open up for Q&A. Stand by, please.